Good morning, everyone. Please turn with me to the Word of God as we read together from Hebrews chapter 4. And we are just going to read a few verses from verses 14 through to 16. Hebrews chapter 4, from verses 14 to 16. What I want to ask you this morning is that we read the Word of God together. And it doesn't matter if we don't fully harmonize, that is okay. But I think it's just wonderful that we can come together as God's people and just ponder and meditate on God's Word. So Hebrews chapter 4. And we start to read from verse 14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I also want to read this very same passage from the Living Bible, and I really found this such a blessing when I read it, Hebrews 4 from 14. Listen carefully as I read. But Jesus, the Son of God, is our great high priest, who has gone to heaven itself to help us. Therefore, let us never stop trusting him. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, since he had the same temptations we do, though he never once gave way to them and sinned. So let us come boldly to the very throne of God, and this to me is beautiful, and stay there to receive his mercy and to find grace to help us in our times of need. May God bless his word to our hearts this morning. Friends, I think you will agree with me that the last few months, as we have reflected on our globe, were momentous months, isn't it? Incredible movement that is taking place on our globe. And as you and I have observed, and as we have watched, and as we have reflected, we've seen how floods have just swept through Australia, isn't it? And all of a sudden we see that Egypt became a melting pot of unrest and violence. And that spilled over into Bahrain and many other countries in that region. And we saw how many people have basically lost their lives. Just a while ago, Christ Church in New Zealand was hit by an earthquake. And many people died, and houses were demolished. Friday morning, unexpectedly, Japan, the land of the upcoming sun, was hit by an astronomical earthquake, which was followed up with a tsunami. Friends, we are really living in momentous times. I found friends saying to me in these last days, Dennis, does this mean we are heading for the end? My friend, one thing I really want to refute this morning is this. No one knows the time or the date when the Lord Jesus Christ will return. Therefore, the 21st of May, 2011, is a misnomer. There are rumors going around that Christ will return. And I want you to take heed, although we are living in momentous days, and although we are seeing so much movement on the globe, it is only on the authority of God's word, the Father in heaven, that knows that hour and that time. Would you agree with me this morning? But my friend, as we observed this morning, I believe that this cuts deep into your heart and my heart when we look around us and see what people are encountering. I believe there is an outcry this morning in Libya. I believe there is an outcry in Japan, even as we are gathered together as God's people. And I believe that outcry this morning is, where do I turn to? Where are we going to get help? Who is going to come alongside us in our misery? Imagine losing your house, losing everything, all your possessions this morning and being a citizen of Japan. And I believe that outcry is a valid one. People crying out in their distress for an answer, for help. And where will it come from? I want to be honest with you this morning. I have also been at those spaces. With my back against the wall. And saying, I do not have an answer. Have you been there? I do not know this morning which way to turn. And maybe, yes, this morning it's not a tsunami in my life. Or this morning maybe I have not encountered an earthquake. Or an unrest or violence like in Libya. But if I'm honest before God and with you as people of God, I have realized that I have been at those junctions where I was literally down and out with no answer. Maybe this morning you have come to this service perturbed. And I'm not relaxed going to try and read your heart or ask you to come forward. But maybe deep down inside, this wrestle is going on. Your own battle, your own, as it were, little tsunami that you and I need to face in 2011. We had a bus trip yesterday on a prayer bus event. And as we've journeyed through Johannesburg, I have just come to realize, as I've watched the people's faces, and as we've stopped at certain junctions, I've realized that our city is really in need. And therefore, my friend, when this comes to Japan this morning, and when this comes to Libya, and when this comes to my own heart, and when it comes to your heart this morning, and you asking deep down inside, where to from here, Dennis? What is the answer? What is the next step? I want to bring you and me to Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. My friend, maybe this morning you know this, but I believe when we ask the question, where to? Where shall we turn to? I believe the answer comes this morning on the Lord's Day, loudly and clearly. Let us turn to Jesus Christ, our high priest. And therefore, my friend, I believe this morning that the answer for Japan, the answer for the Middle East, the answer for Johannesburg, the answer for you and for me this morning is here penned down in the truth of God's word, that we need to turn to our great priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Jewish faith, Aaron was the high priest together with a lot of successors who ministered in the temple and the tabernacle and entered the Holy of Holies only once a year. That was the privilege of the high priest, to go into the Holy of Holies once a year to atone for the sin of Israel on the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But friends, when we come to our high priest this morning, our great high priest, we realize that the Lord Jesus Christ has gone through the heavens for you and for me. And one thing that stands firm this morning is that he is at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for you and for me. There is a way opened for us. There is a way opened for Japan. There is a way opened for Libya. There is a way opened for Johannesburg. There is a way opened for South Africa. There is a way opened this morning for you and for me. And therefore, let us go to him, our Redeemer and our Savior. Yes, we have a wonderful high priest, 24 hours out of every day, interceding for you and for me. You know, my friend, there are many priests, and many people claim to have the answer. Many people say that they do have the solution, and yes, they come to the fore in order to present themselves as a priest, as a high priest, and to address the issues. This morning, my friend, I believe our high priest is the great one. Our high priest is the only one that is interceding for you and for me. But it's also wonderful that the Word of God says that this great high priest is Jesus, the Son of God. And friends, this is a truth that maybe you and I cannot integrate this morning. But the truth comes that the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, is God, but he was also man. Something to be grasped. And therefore, Hebrews says, when we look at our high priest this morning, at the right hand of God the Father, we need to realize he is also called the Son of the Living God. Therefore, our high priest is God himself. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is part of the triune God. And that gives him the authority this morning, in an hour like this, to be a guaranteed, honest, and truthful great high priest that wants to intercede for your life and for mine. Listen to what the Word of God says about this high priest in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My friend, We have a high priest this morning that can identify with your weaknesses and my failures. One who has been tempted in every way, but who is exalted and sit at the right hand of God the Father. But the other question we need to ask this morning, what shall we come to him for? If he is our great high priest, and in an hour like this we identify him as the one that is interceding for us at the right hand of God the Father, what shall we go with this morning, and what shall we ask him? My friends, it's locked up in verse 16 where it says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Yes, we can go this morning with our diverse needs, and that is correct. God is open to receive them. We can tell him what our needs are, and we can ask him that which he needs to provide for us, and that is fine. But I believe, my friend, there are two things that you and I need to take heed in an hour like this, that when we come to him and ask him, we need to ask him for mercy and for grace. Don't you think our globe needs God's mercy? Our globe needs God's grace. And Wirzbe, in his expository study of Hebrews, says the following, and I want you just to carefully listen about mercy and grace. He says, mercy means that God does not give us what we deserve. Mercy means that God does not give us what we deserve. My friend, because of our sin and because of our failures, we do not deserve God's mercy. But despite that, and because of our great high priest and the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, you and I can be assured, and we can open our hearts this morning and we can ask God for his abundant mercy. Wirzbe says grace means he gives us what we do not deserve. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. And friends, in him we live and we move and we have our being. And every good gift comes from him, our Father. And this morning, we do not deserve any good thing from him. Nothing. But then he comes this morning and he says of himself and he challenges you and me, come. Come ask of me mercy. Come ask of me grace, and I will give it abundantly. Are you also convinced with me this morning that Japan need God's grace? Japan need God's mercy. And when we come this morning as God's people, when we come for ourselves, when we come on behalf of other people, that this will be our cry. Lord, because we live in this hour of grace, and because our great high priest is centered at the right hand of God the Father, Lord, this morning we come and we fall at your feet and we ask you for your grace and for your abundant mercy. It's Ephesians 2 that says, and I want to read this to you, as the Apostle Paul shared with the church in Ephesus. He writes in Ephesians 2 these words, and I'm reading them. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And then he says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. My friend, it is this grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that touched your life and my life when we've received him as Lord and Savior. And this is what we want to come with this morning. Lord, we humble ourselves. Lord, we turn to you and we cry this morning for your abundant mercy and your abundant grace. I must be honest, looking at Sky News and seeing even little towns in Japan swallowed by this tsunami, I must be honest, my heart sank. And the re-echo in my heart, there is nothing left. It is all gone. How will this nation stand up again? How will she rise to her feet again? Will she taste again the land of the upcoming sun? Hallelujah. On the authority of God's word, there is mercy and there is grace at the throne of grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, my friend, I want you this morning to take heart, to bow the knee together with me and say, Lord, in these momentous times on our globe where everything seems to go up in flames, and maybe some of us feeling that we are with our backs against the wall, may I encourage you, there is a living Savior who has overcome death. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning he looks upon us and he says, come. Come to my throne. Enter my throne. And come and ask for mercy and ask for grace. And I will open my hands to you. And therefore, my friend, this morning to conclude, yes, we need to ask for mercy, we need to ask for grace, and we need to move to the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. The question comes, how shall we do that? And I want this morning that you turn with me to Psalm 121. One of my favorite psalms. How shall we come this morning? And I believe the psalmist capture, as we look around us, there comes a definite call, and the psalmist is prompting us to look upwardly. He says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, you watch over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. My friend, let us come this morning. Let us look upwardly and let us trust the Lord Jesus Christ to show his mercy and his grace. It is wonderful that one translation says about this, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of God, of grace. Yes, let us come this morning with confidence, knowing that when we call on the Lord Jesus Christ, he will answer us. I believe this is not the time to anxiously look around. I believe it's not the time, and it will never be, to follow any high priest except the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, my friend, we are encouraged in Hebrew that we must hold on to the faith that we profess. And even in these momentous times, they may seem catastrophical, Church of God. But may I encourage you, with all the conviction I have, let us come this morning. Let us come next week. Let us come next month. Let us keep on coming, asking our high priest to have mercy and to have grace. It's wonderful in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Let us go boldly, with confidence, this morning and the days that lie ahead, to the throne of grace, so that we may be helped in our time of need. Amen. Let us bow in prayer.